If you are still struggling with the last lesson in the school, and I suspect that some of you will be this morning, this might help. All that we have seen is summed up in one phrase: the government of God in our lives. Many of us have never realised what took place when we were born again and baptised. This lack of understanding has meant we don't cooperate with the Holy Spirit as we should. When we hear "for me to live is Christ, to die is gain," we think it was just for Paul or some sort of super saints. But the fact is, the identification you went through when you were fully immersed was with the death of Christ and therefore his resurrection. That's why Paul told us to reckon ourselves to be dead to sin but alive to God in Christ. When you came up from the water, you'd undergone a rite of passage that brought you under the lordship of Jesus Christ, under his government, under his headship, under his rule. Just as he, following his baptism, only ever did what the Father was doing and only ever saw things the way the Father did, so it must be with us. Your ultimate decision is to agree with something that is already a fact. When you were baptised, you died, and your life was hid with Christ in God. You'll find that in Colossians 3:1. But he never coerces or forces us. Many souls are saved but never converted. To be converted means you make an about turn, a complete change in direction and thought. Many are believers or followers, but they're not disciples. They're going to heaven all right, but they're not disciples. Disciples know and understand the full import of the gospel, the good news, not the mediocre news. And they've appropriated all that Christ won for them. A completely new start, not a makeover. That's what signing that blank check means. A new start. His life for yours. Everything now under his government and control, and it's joy, joy, joy all the way. Even though it's difficult at times, you have your constant companion, the Holy Spirit, to teach and guide you. He's just like Jesus, because he's the Spirit of Jesus. It's like walking with Jesus every day. "I will send you another comforter," he said, "someone who is just like me." And he did. We have all we need to live this thing. It is true it takes a lifetime to produce the Christ life in us, but the journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step. We do have a fallen nature that wants to fight back every step of the way. We are rebels at heart, you've got to face it. But he's given us a new one of those, so we can say yes to him and mean it. He has something very precious he wants us to have. Dominion. Another D word. God wants us to take back the dominion we lost at the fall, and he starts with our own inner territory. Getting control, dominion over ourselves. So unless we recognise this enmity, this warfare that rages within, and how important it is that we align ourselves with him in everything, we're doomed to stay in a place where the enemy can use us to play football any time he likes. Lunch is served and you're on the menu again. Every time you protect yourself, you go into the enemy's territory. Self-protection. "I did it my way" was Adam's theme tune. You can throw a tantrum a week and walk away from God any time you want to. He won't love you any the less. Just be aware that the lovely red carpet and the soft white sofas means you've walked into the lion's mouth. That's his tongue and his teeth you're looking at, and the trap is about to close on you. Again. The choice is yours. You can be tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings within and fears without, or you can grow up and live in resurrection life, running towards him every time you have a problem. Everything we've looked at so far presupposes you understand this and have made the choice. That's why I brought you to the place of signing that blank check, so that you might see your own resistance to the government of God and make a choice. God sees you as already dead and risen in Christ. The question is, how do you see yourself? Getting this sorted could revolutionise your Christian walk and bring great joy as we move on to look at how being in the school of the Spirit will affect every aspect of your life, if you let it. If you want this and embrace it, the result will be out of this world. If you haven't already done so, just sign that check and we can get started.